from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Pesach, no pain, no gain. We know that when it comes to Pesach, of course, Man Chirutenu, it's time of our liberation. Very excited. We rejoice in our holiday. We have Yontif meals, we have Seder, and hopefully everyone's enjoying and having a Chag Sameach, a great and joyous holiday. But at the same time, we know that it inaugurates the period of the Omer. And the period of the Omer, the counting of the Omer, is known as a mournful period. Some don't shave, we don't take haircuts, we don't have weddings during 33 days during this Omer period. And in fact, the Baal HaMaor, the medieval Provençal rabbi, asserts that the reason we don't say Shehecheyanu, we don't thank God that we reached this opportunity to say the counting of the Omer on the second day of Pesach, is that it's really not a happy time, because it's really just a zecher, a remembrance of the Beis HaMikdash. And it's a mice, as the Rav of Salvation explains, a mice shall have belus zecher l'mikdash. It's really a mournful thing. When we count the Omer, we say, oh, we don't bring the waving of the Omer measure, the measure of barley. We don't have a temple. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So on the contrary, we're not happy. We're sad when we count the Omer. We wish we had the waving of the Omer so that we could truly thank God for the harvest of the barley and begin to count toward Shavuos in that way. On the other hand, the Ramban says in Vayikra 23 that the days between 7 days of Pesach and then the Shavuos later on, it's like Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a joyous time. In other words, it's all one big holiday. Pesach, that's the beginning. And then you count 7 weeks until the final day. It's like 7 days of Sukkot celebration and the 8 days at Atzeret. So too, 7 days of Pesach is one holiday. And then the 8th day is Shavuos, later on, 7 weeks later. So it's a happy time. It's a period of Chol HaMoed. So what's going on? Why would this happy time be a sad time? But we all know that counting the Omer is counting toward the receiving of Torah on Shavuos. Receiving the Torah is a great thing. But what's the only problem? You're not there yet. Now, when you're not there yet, as the kids always say, are we there yet? And the parents say, we're not there yet, and the kids are not happy. They fidget in the back of the car. Because when you're not there yet, you feel like, ah, we're not there yet. The Akedas Yitzchak, the Rabbi Yitzchak Arama, a little Spanish commentator, he said it's missing something. Why? Because we haven't received the Torah yet. And Hashem says the time of Zivat Yisrael is not there yet. The time of the glory and the splendor and the radiance of the Jewish people is not there yet. So when you feel that you're not there yet, there's a certain pain. Think about it. An exercising point of view, right? You're trying to run the marathon. Well, running, so you decide that next Wednesday you're going to run 15 miles, and the week after that you'll do 16 miles. And it's difficult. It's difficult when you get to the day and you have to do 26 miles. It's even harder. You're not there yet. When you're not there yet, it's challenging. But what we know about happiness today from some happiness studies is that it's the very process of struggling through something that really brings the happiness. Ironically, it's those who suffer through, you know, all the work of school, who get their degree and find happiness and fulfillment in that they got their degree. It's the suffering of going to work every day and working hard and that you get the paycheck at the end of the day, and then it's exciting. Something has happened. You earned it. You deserved it. You worked for it. But we know that there's pain in that gain. There's toil and trouble that goes into achieving a happiness to come from a fulfillment. Yegia kapecha ki tochel, ashrecha b'tov lach. Toil of your hands will eat, you'll be happy, and everything will be good for you. But you have to have that toil. Da'am aleinu, and toil is hard. And therefore, if we ask ourselves, you know, where are we right now in the Jewish calendar, the rhythm of Jewish life, how are we supposed to feel right now? On the one hand, it's Pesach. It's great. The other hand, Pesach is not the end. The end is Shavuos. Then there's another interesting question, and that is, why do we start counting the Omer the day after Pesach? In other words, you have Pesach. You don't count the Omer starting that day. You start counting the second. The answer is that with Pesach, we try to dedicate directly to one thing. Pesach is only about the Exodus from Egypt. We try to focus on that, at that moment, about that victory. You know, you passed your exam, but you have another exam to take. You rejoice in that exam. Step one, you ran the 15 miles today. You rejoice, I ran the 15 miles. Then you wake up the next morning, you realize you have to do 26 miles. You wake up the next morning after Pesach and you realize we're just in the desert. We didn't get to the receiving of the Torah. Every year we have to prepare ourselves once again to be worthy to receive the Torah, and we're not there yet. So first we rejoice. Chedvas, at the time of rejoicing, we rejoice in Pesach. And then, and only then, we move to the counting of the Omer, and we start to say, you know what? I'm not there yet. And therefore, there's going to be some pain. It's going to be difficult. Hopefully, God's help, I'll get to the receiving of the Torah, I'll be worthy to receive the Torah, I'll be able to learn again, to be worthy to receive the Torah again, to come up with new ideas in the Torah. And with that, then I'll have the true joy. Then, and really in some ways only then, I'll fully rejoice on Shavuos. There it says you rejoice in the holiday. On Pesach, it doesn't say to rejoice. Rabbis assume that just like Shavuos and Sukkot, you rejoice. You must rejoice on Pesach too. But really, it doesn't say rejoice because you're not there yet. The harvest is not done yet. The spiritual harvest is not done yet. When we get there, we'll be happy, because when there's toil, there's joy. When there's yigiyah, when there's amel, when there's hard work, you rejoice in the day after. We're on that path. We're working on it. It's going to be a little difficult. We know that all this toil will pay off and it will result in the rejoicing of Shavuos. And then we can say, v'samachta v'chagecha, you will truly rejoice then. Happiness will come through the toil we put in today. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefer Beth Lamed congregation for a discussion of the Omer. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.